Roseville, Sacramento, and iHeartRadio station.
The Dog and Joe Show. For a written transcript of today's show, feel free to write down everything they say. Dog and Joe. On 93.7 The River.
All right, tomorrow is Friday! Woo-hoo! Yes! What we have are the six. Sex. Whoops-a-daisy. Oh, slipped there.
It is Friday.
The six health benefits to alcohol, and these are new, and these do come from livestrong.com. And say what you want about Lance Leglong and the horrible hoax and fraud that he was. He did create this Livestrong Foundation that is legit, and not only with cancer, but all things medical. It's really become a legit organization that finds health cures, miracles, and tidbits for almost everything in your life. They're a good organization.
They really are. I don't think he's even part of it anymore.
No, no, he's totally not part of it. So accidentally, by him cheating and stealing and lying, he did create something good, the Livestrong Foundation, livestrong.com. So that's where these come from. These are the six benefits to booze. And we've got six different boozes and the benefits. Beer, in at number one, beer. What they say is that the barley, the hops, the water, and the yeast has always been known to have a wealth of unexpected benefits. But a recent survey talking to sex marriage therapists found this. And this comes from a woman that wrote the book, The Married Sex Solution, A Realistic Guide to Saving Your Sex Life.
Okay.
This comes from Kat Van Kirk, PhD. She says, through her findings and talking to other sex therapists, beer's sex life boosting powers are amazing.
Oh.
You get a high amount of iron in porters and stouts. Producer Dana was gone yesterday, but we were talking about my love for Guinness.
Yeah.
And I absolutely love Guinness. And what they said to keep this PC for the radio is that porters and stouts puts lead in your pencil.
Is that right?
If you will. It puts ink in the pen.
Oh, my.
And she says that it is ideal to remain at attention.
Oh.
She says it helps with that. And not only does it keep you at attention, it also keeps you from showing up too early, if you will.
Is that right?
Yeah, you don't want to be the guy that's, you know, like 15 minutes.
All this from a Guinness.
This is a dance.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you don't want to be the guy knocking on the door before the party starts.
No, you do not.
So it helps with that. Plus,
have you ever been that guy? One would imagine you might be that guy. I mean, you are really quick to get to places.
You know me. No. I hate being late. I hate being late, and I hate to wait.
Yes. I want to call Karen.
Everywhere I go, I'm proud to admit I'm early.
Well, then.
Yeah.
How are you still married?
No one knows.
Well, because, Dana, you see, I show up early and I stay late.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Not only do I mow the grass, but I weed.
Despicable.
Oh, my.
They go on and they say that not only is it good for sex, the beer that is, it's good for your brain. And recent studies are showing more and more, time and time again, it helps with all kinds of disorders like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's because there's some sort of chemical or protein inside the hops.
Is that right?
That they say now helps with Alzheimer's and different Parkinson's and other things.
Man, I got to be honest with you. That is not a bad thing to hear at all, especially when it comes to Parkinson's and stuff.
I got to be truthful with this. I've rarely, over the last 4 months, I don't think I've had six beers because all I'm usually having now is just wine or I'll have the occasional whiskeys. And I honestly, truthfully, I feel dumber. I feel a little more sluggish mentally.
Do you really?
Honestly, especially after I drink. And I'm not talking about overindulging. I'm just talking about a couple of bourbons, a couple of glasses of wine. The next day, I don't feel as sharp as when I used to drink beer. Like truthfully. So
That is weird, dude.
I kind of buy into this. Now to this alcohol, vodka.
Uh-oh. I love this alcohol.
It says here, according to professionals, vodka is the one drink you should not drink if you want to remain vibrant and healthy.
No,
it doesn't say.
Why is this on the list?
It doesn't say that.
Oh.
Joe likes his vodka.
I love it.
What do you put in it?
Arnold Palmer's. So that would be the iced tea with lemon.
So much sugar in that.
No, I get the light.
Oh, you get the diet.
Yeah, you can get a light or you can get a zero.
Okay. Well, what it says here is you sugar. Can put it. In everything, but the toxic chemicals found in small amounts of alcohol when produced help you with your heart. They're now finding that vodka is as good for your heart, if not better, than red wine. And what they did is they got a bunch of pigs. They got these pigs,
Drunk on vodka?
Well, yeah, I guess they did get drunk. But they gave him Pinot. They gave him Pinot Noir and vodka, or no alcohol. And the pigs that were given wine or vodka had a significant increase in blood flow to the heart and even showed higher signs with the vodka, and it lowered the cholesterol levels. The conclusion? Wine, and especially vodka, increase the capillary density, which means more oxygen through your blood to your brain. And they say pig hearts are a lot like our hearts.
Well, that's what we use them for.
Yeah.
You can actually put a pig heart inside your body. Before we did heart transfusions, there were pig organs, I think heart being one of them, that we use from pigs into humans.
Pig valves.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they say that vodka, man, don't give up on that. It's really, really good for your heart, just like the wine is.
Wow.
So.
That's unbelievable.
And I don't drink too much vodka at all. I can't do it. I mean, every now and again, a good screwdriver with a splash of cranberry sounds really good. But it messes with my stomach because they're good, and then I want more, and then you just, all you're drinking is orange juice.
Yeah, if you're going to get too much of the sugary stuff in with it, that's why those lemon, or the iced tea with the lemonade goes down pretty good, because you don't feel sick after you drink them. It's not real fruity.
Can you take an ice cube and just throw it in a glass of vodka?
No.
That is just, isn't it rubbing alcohol?
Oh, vodka's awful.
I can't do it. I cannot shoot it or sip it.
Oh, God, I can't either.
You know what I was thinking about while you're telling this story, though? I want you to think about this.
I can't wait to hear.
A lot of times, this is where my mind goes to, especially because it's a Thursday.
Yeah.
A lot of times, PETA and people, they get real pissed off about using animals for testing.
Uh-huh.
Because you do horrible things to them.
Yeah.
You know? And we know this to be true.
Sure.
But those pigs did not get the short end of the stick on this testing deal.
No, they got drunk.
They show up to work and they get to drink wine and vodka.
Whoa, 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 whoa. So these pigs showed up to work? They've always talked about when pigs fly. I mean, these pigs showed up. Now not only are pigs flying, they're working.
Joseph.
Well, I'm guessing they're drinking to get their food.
Yeah, hey, come on, Carl. Come on, Hank. Come on, Charlie. You see the pigs walking in with their lunch case?
Now, typically, if you're going to get a needle full of something for Maybelline products or whatever you're going to do, medical and cosmetic testing, I can see you not showing up to work.
Yeah.
But you got five or six pigs in a pen.
Yeah.
And you're going to go drink Pinot and some vodka, I'd show up to work.
Yeah. Joe, pigs showing up to work, that's not called work, it's called slaughter. That's what it is. The pigs show up, their job on this planet is to provide ham and bacon. Pigs don't have a choice. See, that's why they call it a pig.
I think you'd like these pigs a little. This ham and bacon's going to come seasoned with vodka and wine.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah, forget the pepper on top. Let's soak it in booze.
You're not going to have to marinate anything out of that hog.
Pigs show up to work like the pigs are going up an elevator. Idiot.
That's what I imagine at this place.
Now to this. Do you guys drink much gin?
Mm.
No, but after the way you talk about it, I'd like to. You say it melts your toenails off your feet.
Well, No, not gin. No,
that's rum for him.
Rum. That's rum.
I'm curious what this gin does, because get the vodka and the gin together and make a martini. What does that do to your body?
It says that will do the same thing to your body as it did to Dana's body. The night she got pregnant.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, it'll put a huge lump right in the center of your stomach.
Weird how that works.
Yeah. Two or three, it says it'll blow your socks off, literally. No, it improves circulation.
Okay.
And it's really, really great, not just for the heart, more so with gin, they say. It helps out your liver and kidney function, and it keeps all the toxins flowing more easily through your vital organs, and that's what they say gives you better circulation.
Oh.
And it says, as alcohol will give you weakening of the organs, gin doesn't do it as much with heavy usage, according to this.
So if you're going to become a drunk on hard liquor, gin's probably the way to go.
I didn't want to say it, but I knew you would. So, yeah, that's in layman's terms what they're saying. If you're going to be some hobo on the side of a liquor store with a brown bag, you better have Beefeater in it.
Yeah, put gin on your sign.
Yeah. Well, what do you put in gin? Like, what drinks do you, besides a martini, what do you...
Gin fizz. Oh, my God.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, gin fizz. Or like a Tom Collins. Hello.
Oh, who drank a Tom Collins? Why does that sound familiar to me?
Probably a guy named Tom.
The Fockers.
Oh, yeah.
That's what his drink was.
Yeah.
Tom Collins. Good.
What do you think tequila does? You think tequila's any good for you?
It makes your clothes fall off.
Wow.
That's what the song says.
Yeah, the song says that. No.
Tequila always, the only liquor that would ever get me rowdy was tequila. Yeah.
It says here, tequila will elevate your wanting to knife fight.
Yeah. When drinking tequila, you should have a list of Post-it notes yes. and say sorry.
Hide your knives.
Tequila's healthy because it keeps you tough. It either makes you kick ass or gets your ass kicked. It keeps you viral.
It should.
Or not viral, but feral. No, tequila elevates your energy.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can see that.
It increases stamina, and it gives you energy and vigor.
Oh.
All other alcohols are depressants.
Not tequila, though.
See, that's why tequila makes a lot of people rowdy, is because it elevates you. It's not calming you down, bro. It's making you want to go out and get a little raised up and rowdy. And I don't think there's ever been a time in my life when I've had tequila and not gotten rowdy and or vomited. Because you start drinking it, and it just, to me, and all these Mexican restaurants and places, they do tequila tastings. People have said, hey, let's go out and let's get a tequila board.
Yeah.
I'm like, blue. I cannot choke it down. The only way I can get tequila down is if I'm already drunk. That's the only time that I'll ever shoot it.
Oh, it still gives me a weird feeling in the throat whenever you always know you shot tequila.
It's almost like a reverse vomit, meaning it's warning you. Like when it goes down, it's like, you better not do another one of these or I'm going to come up.
Yep.
And you do another one, and then you have another.
I told you not to do that when the next one's going to get you.
Have you had like really, really good high-end tequila?
The highest end, I've had a couple of them, but I've had the Cabo, I've had good expensive Don Julio, and I've had some nice, better than silver, you know, Patrons.
I think those are the only three I would have had as well. I've not had the Cabo.
Because there are some tequilas, it's like drinking a whiskey. Like, once you have the palate for it, it has this really diverse
you taste get wood flavors and
flavor,
and
it doesn't, you can drink it straight like you can a whiskey.
Oh man.
And it's good.
Really?
Yeah.
You see people doing it all the time.
Yeah.
George Clooney.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, you see what happens when he has too many. He wrecks scooters when he's in Italy. Yeah. He's having that Dos Amigos or whatever. What's that?
Casa Amigos.
Yeah.
It says here the agave plant contains high levels of inulin, which is a substance known to help grow good bacteria. So it also keeps your stomach clean, and it does elevate you. So it's not a depressant, which I never knew that about tequila.
I thought all liquor was a depressant.
I did too. Yeah. Now to the rum, the one that I've told Joe, my wife and I, tease all you want. We had these Mai Tais one day, and we took this light and dark rum.
Okay? You make this sound so fun.
Super manly drink.
That's what I thought, Dana. That's what I thought.
But you've also put Kahlua in whiskey, so.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Don't you dare.
Those were your
Kahlua.
Training wheels, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can't take that away from yourself.
Nope.
It was there.
No, it was. So my wife says, hey, let's make these things. Let's make these Mai Tais. And I'm like, all right, whatever. So she gets this light and dark rum. She pours them in there. And you take a little bit of pineapple juice.
So you must have both rums?
According to her.
Okay.
And after having her.
She wanted to get you drunk.
Oh, and oh, did she? So light and dark rum. We took a little bit of pineapple juice, little splash of orange juice, and then she put some grenadine in it. And then if you want to garnish it with a pineapple, a wedge, or inside, you do that over ice. And I'm telling you, man, we had one. And we're sitting out there, and we're in the sun, and we're sitting on the chairs, and we're like, oh, my God. I'm like, man, that was good. She's like, aren't these good? She goes in and makes us two more. And I'm telling you, that's where that term, sliding through your toenails, comes from. We finished that second glass, man, and it was like an out-of-body experience. I felt like my soul had slid right through my body and out my toenails, man. I was laying there on the chair.
Man.
Out-of-body experience.
It was
I
like,
do a lot of drugs, and that's exactly what I look for.
That's what mushrooms do.
It scared me. I'm laying there like I was hooked up on an IV, man. Like I was in a...
No, that's not a scary feeling. That's how you know you've done it right.
What do you call that? Anesthesiologist, man.
That propofol.
I was like, I felt like Michael Jackson, man. Like I had propofol. I was like, and I look over my wife, and she's kind of wiggling around all sexy, and I was like, seeing things. I'm like, holy crap, this stuff is crazy.
Wow.
This explains a lot about Jack Sparrow.
Man,
yeah.
No kidding. It explains a lot about pirates in general, I think.
Rum, they talk about being rum dumb. And I'm telling you, man, it's crazy. And we did a couple of these one summer. And I told her, I said, man, this stuff is dangerous. You know, we go out like the next weekend. We had a couple. We're sitting there nude. We're sitting in the chair looking at each other, but we're so drunk.
And they're in a bar.
Yeah. Yeah. We're over there at Applebee's.
We got dollar rum.
What is it with you two? The first time you drank rum? There's people here. Put your clothes on.
Yeah, it's Rudy.
Guys.
We're going to kick you right out of the IHOP.
Well, you guys are the one that said I-H-O-R.
Yeah.
International House of Rum.
It's not even dark.
Oh,
yeah, we were sitting inside the restaurant, man. One of the chairs were naked. No, but my point is we're sitting there naked, man. We're drinking these things. We look over at each other. We're like, oh, we couldn't even do nothing about it. We just sat there looking at each other's nudeness with our tongues hanging out like, oh.
We couldn't even do nothing about it. You look so sexy right now. I wish I could be with you, but I am rum dumb.
Oh, yeah. I'd make you look like Dana right now if I wouldn't have had two rums.
I was going to ask you, can you get that way with Captain Morgan's?
I don't know. I have not drank.
Does it got to be a specialty?
Oh, Captain.
I don't know if it's a certain rum, but I think all rums. And I'm here to tell you, dude, it kind of scared us.
It sounds fun.
To the point where we're like, whoa, that's a little too drunk, man. I don't know what happened. And my wife's like, yeah, I'm not going to make any more of those. And we haven't had any since. But the other
And how
day,
many did you have? Two?
Well, no, I mean, we bought two bottles of rum, you know, light and dark. And then we went through them.
Pretty quick.
Both of the bottles in their entirety.
Well, yeah, making drinks, you know, over the course
That's
of a couple weeks.
That's a lot of booze.
Well, yeah, it wasn't a night, Dana.
Okay.
Yeah, we had a couple glasses this night, and the next weekend we had a couple more, you know.
I'm trying to figure out how much apparently makes you naked and rum dumb.
Yeah.
So we can avoid that at all costs.
On a typical night, like eight beers.
Yeah, at Chili's.
Yeah.
Rum is good for bone density. Anything like a daiquiri, a mojito, if you want to have a Mai Tai, pina colada, if you like these delicious drinks, try to make them as healthy as you can so you can avoid all the sugar. But what it says is it helps out with the bone density. And I'm here to tell you, it's an absolute truth. It makes your bones very, very, very hard. The only thing is you can't use them.
Stop.
The muscles don't go along with
it.
Yeah.
It's like your arms are like really firm and they feel strong, but you can't bend
Do
them.
Do not pass go.
I don't even know the drink Evel Knievel should have used. Instead of drinking all that whiskey, maybe you should have drank some rum. You wouldn't have broke somebody's bones.
Man, I think rum can replace milk. They need to start doing the rum makes the, does the body good commercials.
That is solid. Hey, showing up with a rum mustache.
Johnny Depp, he's on all the billboards throughout everywhere.
Pina colada on his upper lip. Yep.
Yeah. To whiskey. Mm. Whiskey now, the final one. Tomorrow night's Friday. What do you think whiskey's good for?
Well,
besides everything.
I would say whiskey's good for healing gunshot wounds, because I always see people pouring that in there on the movies.
It, absolutely true. It says it will weld your skin back together if you're ever shot at a saloon.
By a six-shooter.
No, whiskey fights cancer.
Does it really?
It's very, very good in helping fight cancer.
Wow.
And what it does is the antioxidant properties in wine, but even more so in whiskey, help with different cancer cell and cell growth. And they say if you're a germaphobe, you should drink whiskey because it's very stout and high in alcohol, and it has a lot of good stuff for your cells. So, I mean, that's all you had to say.
You're definitely never going to stop drinking it now.
No. No. Well, everyone's...
Maybe it's what's becoming, making you a germaphobe. You drink a little whiskey, you become like it. Does Howie Mandel drink a lot of whiskey?
Why are you Joe comparing me now to Howie Mandel all the time?
I mean, Howie is bald. You are balding. You're a germaphobe. Okay. He's a germaphobe. Wow.
He likes to pound it out. You like to pound it out.
Yeah.
You know, it's all
I'm
that
seeing
weird
the
stuff.
Clear correlation here.
Yeah. So if you didn't catch all of these, we'll post these up. You can read them on Facebook. But I'm not a doctor. I'll just tell you this. I don't think that if you drink them all, meaning if you go home tonight and you have a whiskey and a rum and a vodka and a beer and a wine and all, it's not going to do all these things in conjunction. Then you're just going to get drunk. And then you know what? You're not going to care if you're sick. Because I know a lot of people are thinking that. They're like, oh, my God. Dog said if I did a beer after I did my tequila and I had a gin and I had a rum and then I had... No, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah, well, you'd want to have all those first and then your tequila last because it wakes you back up again.
Yeah. And barf.
Ugh. Yeah.
After Scorpions, we got to get to Thursday. Another adorable adoptable courtesy of Front Street Animal Shelter. You'll get to meet her next.